A couple. Where do we leave off?
What do you do with our like example? Is
Okay,
it legal or not?
Yud Gimel, I think we got up to. No, we did Yud Gimel. Yud Dalet. Yeah. Simen Yud Aleph, Sif Yud Dalet. So, bias. Shayna also Ladir of Akvias Potter. So, a house. Maybe we did this too. Maybe not. I don't know. Either way. Bias Shayna also Ladir of Akvias Potter. A house that's not used steadily is Potter. So this gets into ships and cars, airplanes, tents. So that's Zarenya Potter. Lefika, Sukkah Sachag B'chag Potter. That's why a Sukkah on Yom Tif is Potter from Mezuzah. Those stores, like a pop-up store, that they make on the Yom of the Shuk for the length of the Yerid, like the what do you call it, flea market. And then they take them apart, or they leave them without anybody ever going back to them, you know, till the next flea market, then you're potter. But a store that you hire to for the that you'd use for business, then it's chayiv. Now there are chalkim on this and hold that you don't. Hold it, business is not considered a place that you live. And same thing with offices, etc., etc. So for those that are putting up mezuzahs, they should put it up without a bracha. The Kitzur doesn't say with a bracha, without a bracha. Presumably he means with a bracha, but since there are chalkim on this and hold it, you shouldn't put up mezuzah. So make it without a bracha. Achsadra. So an achsadra, we just actually had it in the daf. Achsadra is like a patio. It has three walls. And it has a beam on top of them. But the fourth wall is totally open. Even though it has two pillars, it looks like a tzuras pesach. It's part of mezuzah. That the reason why those pillars are there is not because of mezuzahs, it's to hold up the roof. So this is a very important halacha. That many people have porches. They have porches like the front porch, and there's pillars there, so it's a doorway. The reason why it doesn't need a mezuzah is because it's only there to hold up the roof. Same thing in a basement. You have pillars in a basement. It's not, you don't need a mezuzah on them because they're not there to create a different room. It's there to hold up the roof. Same thing like in Shayashiv, the hold up there is with Nashim. So when they first moved in there, people wanted to know why there's no mezuzah between the pillars. The answer is it's pretty straightforward, that if it's there to hold up the roof, then it does not get a mezuzah. It's only a mezuzah if you want it there to separate rooms. So he says,
Porch is not an entrance to your house.
what?
The porch is almost like an entrance to your house.
Correct, but if it's only if the porch is being if the pillars on the porch that create a doorway are only there to hold up the roof, then it doesn't need
The
then it doesn't
doorway needs to get it, but not the pillars.
the doorway would need it, yeah.
Right.
The
Okay.
pillar. Yeah, like yeah. But yeah, so that's like a porch or anything you see outside people's houses doesn't have mezuzah. But if it has a mechitza on the fourth side, even though the mechitzas are low, they don't even reach the roof, whatever, they don't reach the beams, even though it's made like windows, meaning you have like a wall surrounding a porch. And you know, it's a regular fence, it's a regular 30, 40 inch high fence. And then the doorway. This actual doorway, right? It has to have something coming down. Then it would need a mechitza, even if the walls don't necessarily reach up all the way. But Tezai Beishar, this is also a common case. A Beishar is literally means a gateway. It's a little house that's next to a chatzah. Shashem yeshem is like a watchman's, you know, those little rooms that the watchman stays in. Or pesas ganin shehi derech la'alis ba'aliyah, or some sort of a porch that it's the way you go up to an upstairs bagina, and to a garden ba'adir, to a corral paturim mezuzah. It's padam mezuzah. Nobody's meant to live in these. In these, of course, we're talking about where it's at least 4 amas by 4 amas. It's not meant to live. So since it's not meant to be lived in, so it doesn't need mezuzah. But let's say there's a house that does require mezuzah that opens up into these. Then even the door that comes in from Rishus Aram is chayav. This is the practical here. Shari chatzeres, shari mevois, shari medinos. Gates for yards and alleys and cities and what are countries and cities. Kulam chayav mezuzah, all chayav mezuzah. Why? Kivan shebatim chayav mezuzah psuchim l'seichan. Since houses that are chayav mezuzah open up to them. The practical example of this is when you saw a lot of houses you walk into, and there's like a little what we call a vestibule. Right, it's a little room. Sometimes you have a door there to hang up coats and stuff like that. And then there's another entranceway into a bigger room. So a lot of people, when they move into the house, they make a bracha on a mezuzah. Well, that room is less than 4x4. So really that room is potter. But the reason the kids are saying, the reason why the room is chayev is because it opens up to the larger house. So therefore it does need a mezuzah. Same thing if you have at the end of a hallway. Sometimes you have like a little doorway that leads to a little hallway that leads to bedrooms. So even though that little hallway is less than 4x4, since it leads into other rooms, it's chayav mezuzah. The only thing is, you don't make a bracha. So people that have these little vestibules in the front of the house, they want to make a bracha on the front of the house. It's the incorrect thing to do because it may not be chayav in a mezuzah. Even if you have 10 houses, one opens up to another one, one opens to another. We had that in tonight's daf too. Even if the 9 are potter, meaning you have one little small room behind another small room, behind another small room. If the innermost room is chayav and mezuzah, kul and chayav, they're all chayav. That's why a gate that opens up into a chatzar is chayav mezuzah. Yesham the beis shar and pesach chayav mafilu ain bias pesulam. A beis shar and pesach are chayav even if there's not a bias opening to them. Yeshal kavah b'loy bracha, and that's what we're saying, that you be kavei without a bracha. All right. So again, the first shita holds that they're really a beis shar is potter unless it leads into another room. The second shah, the Yesharim, says a base shahr is chayiv, even if there's nothing opening up. Bottom line is you make it without a bracha. What's another big shayla? Elevators. Does an elevator need a mezuzah? All right. So again, the elevator has to be at least 4x4, which most of them are, as far as I know, more than 6 feet by 6 feet. So there's a double question. Does the elevator, if it does get a mezuzah, does it go on the elevator or does it go on the room that's outside the elevator, or do both, right? And do you put it on so if in the first floor in the lobby, for sure it goes on the right side going into the elevator. Then the shaila is, on the other floors, which way does it go? Does it go on the right side going into the elevator? Or does it go on the right side leaving the elevator? All right, there's a big shaila, machlokesim all the way around with that. Fine, Yud Zayin. Beis HaMerchatz, a bathhouse, Bursagi is a tannery, Beis HaTvila, a mikvah, Peturin the potter from it, Bimnesha Aina Ladira is covered. It's not a place that's a dira for cover. Avarefes Bakar, but a barn, the cheder hamshemagadaloy ovis, in a room that there's chickens, ubeis tevin, and a storage house for grain, ba'itzim, wood, ba'itzris, shalyayin, wine storage places like shalmash or sharmash and other liquids that are stored there. Yesh shir bias chayoven. If they have the shir of a bias, which is 4x4, they're chayav yesh poitrin. And there are those that say it's potter. So again, you put it on without a bracha. You have to know, because a refes bakar nowadays, or what a chicken coop nowadays, smell pretty bad. So then they're not really livable. Fine.
They smelled different back then?
It seems like it. They might not have had them stay there exclusively. Maybe they were only there temporarily or something like that. That's what I think, but I don't know. This is a common thing that people have to be aware of. In places that tinoikos, kids are found, or sometimes they bathe there. So that's not an issue nowadays because bathing happens in a bathroom. But sometimes you set up a, mashtinim means they urinate. You set up like a porta potty or a potty in a room. That's a problem. So then you chas as a mezuzah, and you got to cover over the mezuzah. All right? The dafka has damnus, but that's only if it's like mezuman, if it's set to do that. Derech harai, samkan ala kisa. And it's, you know, temporarily, so we're saying on the kisa. Ava lekvaya sham tashmish bizayin, but to be kaveya there, tashmish bizayin, kagain lahamit sham kalei l'shoifchen, to put a kli there, like a chamber pot, etc., those type of things, ain't lismech ala kisa, then even if the mezuzah is covered, you shouldn't rely on that. You have to put on an additional cover at the minimum. Right? So this is an important thing. People have to know that they cannot walk around. Well, it's really naked. You can't walk around naked in a bedroom. First of all, you shouldn't do that halachically anyways. But even if you, that's what we learned a couple of weeks ago. But even if you're makel, but in front of a mezuzah, it's a problem. So make sure the door is closed. That's where the mezuzah is, not why, but most mezuzahs are outside the door. So make sure the door is closed. You test bias.
Does the mezuzah cover itself, if it's not a clear cover, work for this or no?
No. If you know it's kvius that there's going to be undressed, etc., then you need an additional cover. You would need an additional cover, which you could open up the mezuzah case and put another cover in there.
But right? if it's wrapped, then a cover. I was not wrapped.
No, so you can have them wrapped.
That plastic works.
No, see, it the way it works is if it's regular. If it's the regular standard covers of mezuzah, even if you have 10 covers, but that's the standard, like they come in saran wrap and then you put it inside another mezuzah, that's a double cover. But since both of those covers are the standard for mezuzahs, they don't count. They count as one. They don't count as one. You need to put an additional cover that's not normally found on the mezuzah. Right? Same thing with, if a couple wants to be together. And the same thing happens a lot when people go away for Shabbos and they put them in like a room that has a lot of svarim. So really, a couple can't be together that like that. But there are makilim and how to do it. But fine, martif. Let's see. Also, I'm sorry. You test is bias. Mechain chotzer shagam akum darsham. If a guy also lives there, then it's potter. That's very negative to people that own real estate. So if a yid owns the building, so really you should need a mezuzah. But if guyim are also there, then it's a. Then you shouldn't put a mezuzah there. Although there are chalkim and hold that you should. If you're going to put a mezuzah, certainly no bracha. Chaf martif, cellar, keller, he calls it a keller, but it means a cellar. Shamazuzas, ima pesach, shoichman ba'aretz. This is talking about like, in Borough Park they had it, the cellars, that it's flat. The entrance is flat to the ground, right? So then it's, right, ima pesach, shoichman ba'aretz. It's laying flat on the ground, that's potter. The loy nikus mezuzah, elikashay medes. A mezuzah is only when it's a standing door. Same thing with an attic. You know, you have the crawl space, you pull down from the attic, you pull the steps. That also doesn't need a mezuzah because the mezuzah has to be straight up, right? From bottom up, not flat. Chafal, Hasaycher Bayis B'chutz Laretz is also very negaya. Somebody rents a house in Chutz Laretz, he's potter from mezuzah Shloshim Yoim, he's potter from mezuzah for 30 days. The Loi Havi Diras Keva, because that's not called a set dwelling because you're in Chutz Laretz. Halavai. Halavai by all of us that it shouldn't be a set dwelling. But the thing is, so you put up a mezuzah, but it doesn't mean it's also to put up a mezuzah. You could put up a mezuzah. The only problem is you can't make a bracha because you're not chayav. So the shaila is it better to put up the mezuzah anyways? But then you're losing out on the bracha. On the 30th day or the 31st day, you can put it. You can make a bracha. So some places say put it up and then take it down. Others say that's a joke. You're taking it down to put it right back up. That shouldn't make a bracha. So it seems like the pshara would be put it up on all your rooms and leave one room that has a door, has an actual door, like we said a couple of days ago, and leave that one room and make a bracha on that, and then that will suffice. That seems to be the pshara. Although there are poskim that say that if you sign the contract that you're going to be there for more than 30 days, which is usual, that means you're guaranteed and you're chayav to pay the rent for a month, then there are poskim that say that you can put up with a bracha in Chutz Laretz. Okay, chapeis. Ayotz min abayis. Yisrael achri yikonis. This is also, this is the number one mezuzah shaila. Maybe in our town because it's constantly people moving, but or not. But ayotz min abayis. Somebody's leaving the house. Yisrael achri yikonis lo adosham. And another yitz taking over the rental or buying the house. Lo yitol rishon as a mezuzah el yanichim. The first guy is not allowed to take the mezuzahs. You have to leave them there. Basheni yishalom lo yavuram. And this, but the second guy has to pay for them. Right. So. Yeah, so that it's, but, and now what's the reason for this? So some say it's damaging. It's like for mazikin that you're taking down a mezuzah. And then some say it's once a doorway is chayav a mezuzah, don't take it off from there. There's a terim. There's a terim if they're going to paint. There's a terim if maybe a guy's going to move in, et cetera, et cetera. So the problems become when one guy gets a heter to take them and the other guy doesn't get ahead from where he left. So that guy's really messed over because he's not getting mezuzahs and he's leaving his mezuzahs by the place he's leaving because that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch and he didn't get a kula. So he's really messed up, right? Okay, you have to ask individual shilas. Maybe I'll post what I normally send out to people that ask the shila. Fine. A person is chayiv to be very careful mitzvah. It's a chayiv on everybody tamid. Actually, Rabbi Akiva Eger holds that when it seems like Rabbi Akiva Eger holds that when you're not home, you're not getting the mitzvah mezuzah. So if anybody wants an excuse, maybe why not to go to Minyan, you could say, listen, it's not good to go to Minyan. I lose out to, when I'm not in my house, I'm not getting the mitzvah mezuzah, according to Rabbi Akiva Eger. Or maybe, I don't remember if he comes out like that, but he certainly entertains that thought. Anyways, it's a mitzvah, a constant mitzvah. Anytime you come in and out of your house, you're gonna be paying, you're gonna meet
the Yichud Hashem. Every second you're in your house, you get the mitzvah?
That's for sure. Now, I don't know if you get a mitzvah in the other rooms of your house, but the room that you're in, you get a mitzvah. Yeah, that's what he's saying. He's saying, Chayvus HaKol Tamid. That's not bad. You put that with tzitzis, and then you're good to go. You can watch bowl games and waste your time. You're getting enough mitzvahs without it, right? Anyways. So you, meaning when you walk in the room, you're always going to be reminded about Hashem. And you remember His love. And it's going to wake you up from your sleep. And you're going to look at the mezuzah and say, oh, there's Hashem over there. Or a representation of Hashem. And you're not going to waste your time. The only thing that there's nothing will last forever and ever except knowing Hashem. And when you look at the mezuzah, you'll go back and you'll regain your das, and you'll go in the proper way. If you have tefillin, tzitzis, and mezuzah, you're guaranteed that you're not going to do a chet. I have no idea what that means, but because you have so many reminders. And these are the malachim, they're going to save you from doing a chet. Kids die young. If you're careful with mezuzah, you'll have a long life, or your days will be lengthened. Also, exactly what that means is unclear. Okay, so because it's there. To be miyached Hashem's name, l'chein kishiyetz mipesach beitzah, v'chein kishenichras. When you leave your house and when you come in, you nashik oisah, you should kiss the mezuzah. Now, from right here, the kitzah sounds like you should kiss it straight. He doesn't say anything about kissing your hand. Sounds like you should just go up to it and kiss it. But do not put your hand. Now, from this next line, it sounds like you are putting your hand on it. He's saying, but you don't put your hand on the mezuzah itself because you don't want to ruin it. Ella.
So the people who put it high, or like you said yesterday, whatever, Thursday night, you put it, a lot of times your people are putting it higher than they're supposed to. How would you be able, it's higher than you
no,
can kiss
not.
It.
No, it's not. You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't put it
there. No, I'm saying, but you said a lot of people do that.
Yes, mistake.
If that's too high, you can't even kiss it.
Correct. That's it's a mistake. It's a mistake to put it that high. It really is. Yeah. Ella, Yizar Shatiya Schuchis Al Hashem, what you should do is put a glass there or something to protect it. And now here it sounds like you don't have to kiss your hand. It just says when you leave your house and you put your hand on the mezuzah, Yomer Hashem Shomrei Hashem Tzili Al Yad Yemini Hashem Yishmor Tzeis Uvoy Me'ato V'Yad Olam. Now this doesn't mean that you see the kids and the girls, they busy kissing mezuzah back and forth through all the rooms in the house. So really, like we said, a bias, each room is considered a bias. So theoretically, when you're leaving from one room to the other room, that's what he's talking about, to put you in the kiss the mezuzah. L'chaira, what it means is when you're leaving your house to go on a trip, or you're leaving your house somewhere, so you want to Hashem to be with you. So that's when you leave, you kiss the mezuzah, and when you come back. It doesn't have to be from room to room, seemingly. Now the Ramah says later on that you just put your hand on the mezuzah. There's no reason to have to kiss your hand. Okay. Fine. Chafe. The mezuzah of a yachid gets checked twice in 7 years. With sharabim and the public. We don't want to be matriach on the rabim. If twice in a yovel. Basically, when it says twice in 7 years, it doesn't mean do it year one and year two and then leave it the next five. It means every 3.5 years. Why it says twice in seven, I don't know. Bottom line is you see that it's not an actual chiyuv to check mezuzahs. And like we said by the tefillin, we're not checking the mezuzahs to see if they were originally written correctly. That's not the reason. We're looking for damage. So there are those that say that nowadays that our mezuzahs are very rarely go anywhere near water or extreme cold or extreme heat. You don't really have to check them. And then there's another din that some ciphers says, really, you doesn't say anywhere you have to bring it to a cipher to check them. You could check them yourself. So nobody has confidence with that. So you could basically take it down yourself and have somebody, and you read it to somebody, and then they'll follow along in the Siddur Shema V'Haya, and then they'll see if there's any mistakes, and you could see if there's any damage, and that's really enough. Fine. Simen Yud Beis. We're going to Dalet here, I think, right? Hachonas Haguf L'Tfila. Yeah, thank you.
$2.
Yeah, Hachonas Haguf L'Tfila. Mekamei Shiroi L'Tfila. So now we're out of, now we... out of the preliminaries, now we starting with davening. So preparing the guf for tefillah and the places that you should daven. You should prepare yourself to call on Hashem. You should prepare yourself that you should wear respectful clothing. And even if you're davening alone, Yabash Asatzvi Karoi, get dressed properly. And if it's a place that you go with a gartel, then you're not allowed to daven until you are choyger yourself. Right? So the a lot of chassidish places like Sulitz, they make the chazan put on a gartel. They don't seem to make everybody else put on a gartel. But the point is, we're supposed to be dressed like we're going in front of a king. So that's why you get into the whole hat and jacket thing, et cetera, et cetera. But one thing is for sure, davening in Crocs is not proper. Davening in shorts is not proper. But the question is, okay, so why don't we put on ties, suit and ties, and get dressed for that? I don't really have the answer. Really don't have the answer to that. So where do you draw the line? But bottom line, it has to be respectful to clothing. It's good to give tzedakah before davening. Shenemar. I will see Hashem's face with tzedek, with tzedakah. That you should love your friend. Then you should have kavana that you love everybody like you love yourself. Because if there's no achdus with klai yisrael lamata, azay gam lamayla in achdus, then above there's no achdus. If we have achdus in this world, then it will be achdus upstairs. Then the tefillos will get together. And when the tefillos will be together, then it's going to be rotzui in front of Hashem. So that's why achdus is extremely important. That's why, unfortunately, that's why sometimes Hashem has to bring a tzara to get us back on the achdus. The achdus wagon, right? Which hopefully we won't need that. Now with giving tzedakah, so nowadays especially that most people don't have money, so what do you do with that? So some places can say what you do is you can give money before, and in your head, the money is not donated till before every tefillah. This is what I do. I give money once a year, a tzedakah, specifically in mind that the tzedakah is not being given over until each tefillah, before each tefillah, the tzedakah is being given over to the tzedakah. How that works exactly, I don't know, but that's what, I didn't make it up. I don't make up anything myself. Said,
but they spent the money already.
But you get it's borrowed against, or however you want to understand it. I don't know. I don't know exactly how it rolls. But if I don't do this, I could tell you I'm not going to have change in my pocket every day. I don't even have cash. What am I going to do? Spin the credit card or the Apple Watch before every davening for 50 cents? It costs more money for the people of the tzedakah. So whatever. Can't hurt to do that. Gimel, ksiv, shmor raglko, kasher. Watch your feet when you go to Hashem's house. It doesn't mean your feet. It means the openings that are next to your feet, meaning the orifices of where you go to the bathroom. You have to check yourself before you daven. If you don't need to do your tzrachah, if you have any sort of even the smallest feeling that you need to go to the bathroom, then you're not allowed to daven. So this could lead, unfortunately, to a lot of OCD. But the point is that you have to daven, you have to make sure you don't have to go to the bathroom before you daven. But feel a bit very tired also, because matcha goof and meshukets, if your body is dirty, you're not even allowed to learn. Actually, you're not getting something until you clean yourself. The evid and mispala kishuk in a cover, but the evid. If you davened when you needed the bathroom, imhu masharba atzma shayi yachal amidas atzma shir hiluch parsa. So if you think that you would have been able to hold it in for the length of time that it means to go to a parsa, which is 72 minutes, shava chaymesh, an hour and a fifth. That's 72 minutes tefillah. So tefillah the davening is good. Bim lava tefillah b'di'evet. And if you can't hold yourself in, and even b'di'evet in mispalo tefillah so te'evet, the tefillah is no good, but tzarech lachzor l'spalo. But that's only b'di'evid, meaning people think, oh, I can hold it in for the next 72 minutes, so I could daven. No, you can't. It's if you did daven, and then you had to go to the bathroom, as depending, b'di'evid situation, that's what we say. Now, this shita says differently, and says that you even if you can hold it in for that long, it's even mutter l'chatchila. If it's going to miss man tefila, then you could rely on that sheet and then you could daven. But that's, again, that's only if you could hold it in for 72 minutes. Right? Which means maybe you should get up before davening to make sure you have to go to the, you don't have to go to the bathroom. Now, I did see in the Piskei Tshuvos once, but I don't remember if we said it from, that nowadays we think that we can't hold it in. Really, we can. We're just so used to being so close to bathrooms, our whole bodies have changed. But I mean, back then they didn't have bathrooms to, you know, where they were, so they were very much in tune with holding it in. But nowadays we're very spoiled, so we can't really hold it in. We think we can't hold it in, but really, really, we could. Okay,
is it gedolim and katanim or just gedolim?
It's both. It's both. The katanim would be katanim is more makel, but lechatchila it's certainly for both.
Didn't we learn that we learned about going to the bathroom katanim with tefillin on? So obviously they weren't waiting, right?
You can go with your tefillin, but there they wore tefillin all day, and then they were davening.
Oh, okay.
If somebody knows that he cannot stop himself from having gas, better if you don't have a gufnaki, you just let the tzman get this all the time right before shkia. I'm in a car. Usually, women, I gotta go to the bathroom, or I'm on a train, I gotta go to the bathroom. It's up to shkia. What do I do? What should I tell you? So you can't daven. You missed this man. B'mavras man tefila, honestly, you consider a einus. U'mashal machakach, you do tashlumin. K'dela kamon. V'im yeirah loy sheyochal lamed alatz b'shas kriya shema yaniach tefillin bein aboyich. Let's say you can hold yourself out during Kriya Shema. So Yaniach Tefillin Ben Aboicher Ba'amal Yisrael Be'Avah to Kriya Shema Mevorech Aleim. Then put on your tefillin between Aboicher Ba'amal Yisrael Be'Avah to Kriya Shema, and then you make the bracha on them. Right? So meaning you just put it on for that. Meaning, let's say Shema takes you 60 seconds. So put on the tefillin, say Shema, take them off. Okay. It's a little long, but that's what happens. We got to do a double day. All right. Nishkayach, everybody. Agutvach. And Surah Tavis.